Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it going. All right. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Play the music. Let me hear it. Yeah, turn it up. Here I come to get the big fat $100 bills. It's your boy the Dean with sex appeal. Not your baby's daddy, but you can call me Pop. I want to say shut the fuck up, bitch, and let the G drop. Open up your mouth, you can have a taste. Don't be acting shy when I put it up in your face. I want to pick you up, spin you around. You can lick my tattoo when I lay you down. On the floor, we can walk it like a dog and things. Tell your girlfriend I can make her say my name. Get you wet so you want to bump and grind. Come over here, bitch. Let me talk to you one time. Tell me, do you want to come home with me? Do you want to be alone with me? We could pop Cristal in the tub. If I'm a good boy, can I get a back rub? It's getting late, so you want to make up your mind. It's 2020, bitch. I'm out of time. All right, lines are open.
Nah, we don't all gotta go. We good.
Oh, we gotta go.
Come on, man. We gotta go, man.
I'll go if you don't want to.
You gotta spit four bars, man. Nursery rhyming, man. Come on, let's go.
Nursery rhyme. Shit. Hey, let me grab the car, man.
Let me in the fam style. You know, who we bop in the man style. I don't know. Go.
People want to talk about getting married. That's, man, I just said one bar, nigga. Let me get the second bar out, man. People want to talk about dudes getting married. I feel like that's taking your life and making it buried. 6 feet under. Yeah, it's dead. It's like you're retiring your shit, man. Like, think with your head, not with your heart. It's just like they split it apart. But niggas got to realize you got to look real far. You got to think ahead. These niggas is dead. Goddamn, man. That's all I got to say, man.
we got a phone. I'll go ahead, Trev.
Coming through clean. Me and my team. As you see, it's most team to clean. Both you. Mm-hmm. Dude, I said that shit wrong. But now I'm about to get off on this damn song. Where's the beat? Where'd it go? I don't hear it no more. So now I'm about to flow off the dome all solo. Anyway, let me keep on with you, the dog. But oh shit, it's about to be a classic. The trap is about to shit. Hey, sitting in my kitchen, about to cook up some thing, and I thought maybe hit a bitch in. Nah, I'm about to actually sit on my computer, code this shit up, because the money's looking sweeter. I'm actually tired of pussy. It's kind of old, but this money ain't old. It's still new. I like how it folds. So now I'm with my team. She's calling me a villain because I never hit up. Oh, I'm done.
I'm done.
You go. Now, Lord, you gotta go too. You on mute.
Oh, what?
You muted. No, you ain't muted. Yeah, you is. Go.
He is just running. Hold on. Hey, LDR. LDR, move your mouth. I got you. Go ahead, move your mouth. I'll rap for you. Go ahead, move your mouth. I'll hold you in the days for days as I paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body sex craze. To my voice, like a swimming pool that Susan put your body in the mood. Intoxicating lovely bitches at the club while I groove. Higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs. Hypnotized by this game in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit, bitch. Who knows? There you go. There you go. There, L.A. He just rapped.
Hey, no, that's how
the
ghost rider shit
works. You found off his ghost rider. You found off his ghost rider. It's so good. It's so good.
All right, we got to call in the queue when y'all ready, guys. I'm a nerd. Let's bring in area code 910. Let's bring him in the right way. Hold on a second. 910, we're about to bring you in. Hold on a second. Let me see. I think this is it right here.
Hey, you guys!
All right, 910.
Can you hear me? Yes,
yeah,
I can hear you.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. This is Amanda, Living Life with Amanda. Y'all are crazy. This is all I came up to say. I did not come up to fuss with y'all because I ain't going in with y'all. But this is the most hilarious chat. I listen to everybody like that. I ain't finna rap. I ain't finna do none of that. But I love you guys. Everybody different opinions. Women different opinions. Listen, AFI. You already know how we get it in. Anyway, that's all I want to say, you love bucket.
Hold on. You gonna come on, we gotta ask you at least one question. Let me ask you a question.
No, it's not the kingdom hella finer. I got the box. So let's clarify.
Say again?
Is he a happy kingdom a fine dude or what? Because they tell me I'm a five. That's the rumors around.
You already know.
This guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you this. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. AFI, you already know you conceited as fucking hell. You got multiple bitches to do a lot of things. We already know how you come, and we already know. This is what I liked about tonight's platform. It was different dudes, different opinions, different concepts. The chat had their opinion, but yes, you know you're a mess. You're a whole mess. You a fine dude. You know that. But you conceded, but I like y'all. But, oh, boy, calm your ass down. That one, that was, what's his name? That was talking all that crap. That was acting bad in the chat. Yeah, Steve.
Who's acting bad?
Steve. Yo, I think that's his name. He was just cursing. It was like, now I get what he's saying to a certain extent, but you can't talk like that. Like,
oh, okay, you know
not
what?
For nothing.
You,
no,
man,
not for nothing. I get what he's saying.
Okay.
No, listen, listen
okay.
to me. Listen to me, babe. Listen to me for one second. I get what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, how to make your girl, whatever, but you was like, bitch, and suck a dick, and that, no, not me.
Allow me to apologize. 910, allow me to apologize. Can you put your hand on your heart for me real quick, please?
I will do that. Go ahead.
Okay, and hey, just repeat these words. Here we go.
Pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him,
you are,
I have
see,
no
this is what I'm talking about.
I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet.
This is what I'm talking
cook.
About.
I must clean.
He
and
is
I must
a
have
mess.
Sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty. That is my honor.
I'm done.
And that is my
Stop
privilege.
Playing it.
Because I'm going after his
that.
Last name, his ring, and his tongue. I must learn to be more ladylike. And
you got me snorkeling. Bro, stop.
There you go.
You got me snorkeling. No, you got me snorkeling over here. Stop it. You was like, put your hands over your heart. Okay, I did that, but stop. Like, I pledge allegiance to my man. Yes, I do pledge allegiance to my man. My man would not have to worry about nothing, but you can't talk like that. You can't.
Oh, okay, wait, okay, you know what? I'm wrong. Maybe, wait. I'm sorry, guys. I think we need to hit our favorite soapbox.
No, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. See, I got power. I don't trust him. I knew he was going to do some bullshit. Whatever, Steve.
The Man Mindset, in association with the You Ain't Shit Show, is proud to say it's that time once again, people, for another exciting episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Here is your narrator and winner of Planet Man's, the Island of Ass and Titties Award, Steve the Dean Williams.
Oh my God, you're so arrogant. I can't stand you, I swear to God. I can't stand you, but I love you. Anyway, I just want to say to you, brothers, it was a good show. I loved it. Everybody different of opinions, so whatever. I'm getting off because this motherfucker gonna try to come for me, and I ain't got time. Love you, AFI. I ain't fuck with you. I'm not fuck with you, Steve. I'm not fuck with you.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts.
This is why I'm getting off the phone. I'm getting off the phone. I love you, bros, man. Right. Fuck you.
Thank you, girl. We got another call on the queue. Eric code 475. You on with the round table, the super friends. What you got, brother?
What's going on, OGs? What's going on, gentlemen? Peace and blessings. Just question is geared for the elders in the chat room. How should a single father move in 2020? As far as in the dating realm or marriage,
I ain't got shit to say about that.
A single father should move the same way a single man moves. The only difference is that you have a child that you have to be responsible for. So make sure your son or your daughter has the proper education, knows respect, knows the value of their name, and knows that their dad loves them more than anything else in the world. That's there. Now, as far as women go, this is where you don't introduce your kids to no damn women. You go ahead and move like a single guy. When you get a chance, you can either, because I don't know if you got 2 weeks with your child. I don't know your situation. But you can move like a single man. But please let that woman know and be honest with her and let her know, hey, I have kids. I want you to be honest with these women, okay? So just be honest with the shit. LAR?
I'm here.
I mean, LDA, I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, LDA. Wait, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Call the Ghost Rider real quick.
Ghost Rider? Okay, you want me to go ahead. See, what you want to do is you want to make sure that at the end of the day, you grab your motherfucking nuts and don't make it about your kids. Make it about what you want. Your kids are a byproduct of you. So don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about these motherfucking bitches. Don't worry about nothing but being a good father and being a great man, and you will win. That is Lawrence D. Adams.
Peace and blessings, gentlemen. Thank you.
We got to show them who the Ghost Rider is, man. They got to know what it is.
Finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, young man, we'll throw you back. All right, the lines are open if they want to call in. Lines are open, guys. Albert, can you put the number on the screen for him, please?
Y'all
having fun tonight? Put
some fire
stuff in the fire if y'all having a good time. It's like a weekend. It ain't even a weekend.
I gotta be
at work tomorrow. Oh, yeah, y'all know that. East Coast time, bro. Like,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
100%. Foil, bro. I remember I lived in Connecticut. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas got to
play
spoil. I was like,
what? Call in at 515-60-9573. That's 515-60-59-373. Call in now.
LDA, how come you didn't say hi to Amanda? Y'all was having phone sex the last time. What happened?
he looked at his shorty. He looked at his shorty like, oh, shit.
That's one trouble. See how I did it?
Oh, shit.
If you alone.
Oh, my gosh.
He immediately looked at the side like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Boom!
Right. Yeah, put the mask back on, right.
Yeah. Don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, but
I'll call in, man.
Yeah, this is good, man, because you know what? Yeah, I think our guys really need to call in because this is a great opportunity. You got us in a very good spot. It's late at night. It's a good time to get questions that you normally wouldn't get from none of us at
right.
the time. You take advantage of this. As I've been taught by Steve, we need to be charging for any question that you really get an answer right now because you are tapping into our time, and this is our passion and what we need to do. And we have something that's going to be a solution to whatever it is that you're going through. So it don't have to be just about women, but pretty much stick to what we're talking about. That number is 515-605-9373.
That's another thing, too, bro. That's the biggest thing is that a lot of these principles are just life principles. It's not just
exactly.
women principles. And that's the thing, like, so I could definitely co-sign Steve using that man premise because it is. It's not just like interactions with women. It's not like, oh, well, women, I'm going to be this alpha guy or this macho or this seducer, but then in regular life, I'm going to be this peon. Like, nah, bro. It's like, it's all that stuff outside of that that's going to mold you in. Like, Afi was saying, like, people don't watch this content with the book, the travel, the art. Bruh, if you get cultured up on shit like that, that's shit that women like. Well, why wouldn't you watch that? But you're just watching,
exactly.
like, how can I
sex? All they care about is sex.
Because they don't get that. It's about connection, bro. Like, when you can have a conversation with a chick that she ain't getting nowhere else, it's like she ain't going to run from that. It's going to be like, oh, shit, she don't find that every day. So what are you going to talk about? Like, you got to talk about cool shit. You got to be doing cool shit.
Got to be knowledgeable.
Yeah. So, I made a fucking travel club and recruited bitches to be in his travel club chat. Bruh, that's genius. Like, come on.
Uh-oh.
But they can't pick that far.
Well, I guess they're about to, it's getting late now.
If they don't want to call in, we'll shut it down.
Well, yeah, but it just goes to show you that if you can't talk to men and get help, you ain't gonna make it with women. That's the truth. If you can't talk and be honest and get the help, you got what? 4 pipe hitting motherfuckers. I ain't shit, but you got 4 pipe hitting motherfuckers that can help you get your ass and ask a question. Because if you can't talk to them, you sure can't talk to no one.
I question myself. So it's like, you're saying you always ask questions at this level. Like, you're always learning games.
Mm-hmm. Hey, student of the game. Student of the game.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
I
got a question for Steve. What was one of the biggest lessons you learned from role play?
Well, Rosebud wasn't my mentor, but I met my mentor at 9. But Rosebud, what I learned from Rosebud is that Rosebud is Rosebud. You know, what you see when he does the shows is who he is when the lights are off, the camera's down. And that's the thing about men. See, a lot of people on YouTube portray man, but as soon as the light go off, they act like a bitch. But with Rosebud, what you see is what you get. He's never changed his stance, brother.
I think that was the greatest dynamic we've seen when we actually, how many of us, the 4 of us on here, we met in person. I think it's good to see someone on YouTube, but when you actually get to see them in person,
yes,
you get to see whether they're authentic or if they're not.
Yes.
The opportunity we had in January, so I think the last week or the last week
yeah.
in January for all of us to meet, man, it really blessed my heart because I got to see these guys actually be who they are. It wasn't a pretense with it, you know what I mean?
2 calls in the queue.
Uh-oh, let's get them.
All right, we got 2 856s, 856-2297. What's your question, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up, fellas? This is Nelly, Motu, Motu, Motu. And I got a question. It's pertaining to marriage. I mean, I already know this answer, but for the cast that's scared to call up, you know what I mean? This would be a good question. should somebody that's considering getting married, should they fulfill all their sexual desires before they want to get married? Should they fulfill all their sexual desires before they get married?
Yes. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Because you get the itch. I think you should go through, you should have a threesome. You should fuck somebody's wife. You should have go through the orgies and go through the women. Have all the experiences so then you can focus more on your woman than look at other women. But as a man, that's not going to happen because you're going to look at other women. Because as soon as you fuck a woman four times, she ain't special no more. So you got to make sure that she's special. Guys, what say you?
Hey, I'm going to say, if you are dating and you never been the other guy, you don't understand women. I don't give a fuck. If you're not the other guy and you don't see women in action, you don't know shit.
I agree.
Like, they got to go through like a whole phase. I mean, just like pretty much what Steve said. You got to go through a certain amount of box, you know what I mean, in different type of situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from different perspectives, before you decide, like, all right, I'm just going to sleep this one box. So
right.
I would say, yeah, man. You know, usually I say you have to experience women to know women and all that. But when it comes to getting married, like you said, I mean, and when I say marriage, I'm talking about monogamy. Yeah, before you decide to become monogamous and sign that paperwork, yeah, go through some chips and really feel, really, really feel like, you know what, I could only deal with dealing with this box. Because like I said, maybe I didn't say earlier in the discussion, that's another thing. I can't see myself smashing one, looking at one chick, how many different positions, how many role, different role play roles that we did.
Yeah.
I can't see myself.
Well, 856, we got another call. But, hey, brother, another thing I would say you do, and a lot of guys don't think about this, every man should get a dog before he gets married. Why?
Right, right.
Because you need to learn what unconditional loyalty is. Because if that
right.
woman is not as loyal as that damn dog, she ain't worth your fucking time or your ring.
Right, right. I just wanted to co-sign what LDA was saying about meeting everybody in Las Vegas. I was one of the brothers that made the trip out to Las Vegas, and he's right. You know what I'm saying? You get to meet people, you get to feel their energy up front and personal, and you get to actually see, is this the person that they really are in person, or are they only putting out a character? And I can honestly
right.
say, coming from me personally, this is Nelly Nell 2221. All the brothers that I met in Las Vegas are solid, and I just want to end it on that note, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Dom. All right. Thank you.
Salute,
hey,
salute, salute.
Thank you.
Damn.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring in 856, the other 856. You're on, sir.
Yo, what's up, master? How you doing, sir?
Yeah,
speak up.
Yeah. What's your
question?
Good evening. Good morning.
Should men serve other men's feet in their socks?
What
did
he say?
Let's just give it a moment of silence. We're going to count to 10 without one.
I don't understand what he said. What did he say?
What
did
he say now?
Say it again,
Charlie. Should a boy be used to worship a master's feet in his dress socks?
Should a man worship a woman in dress socks?
Should a man be made to worship a man's feet in his dress socks?
Fuck this cake-ass bitch, Steve!
All right, he just told me to let you go. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah, I don't know. That was some fruit booty shit. The fuck he talking about socks and shit?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. The lines are open, though.
The dudes that aren't fucking because their call connects
the other
week, and then like,
yeah, you can tell his nuts ain't dropped. You notice that his nuts ain't even dropped.
What was the area code?
It was 856. 856.
Radio? Was that radio? Nah, radio wouldn't be listening to us right now. Nah, go ahead, fellas. My bad. Radio wouldn't be listening.
We got another call. 910, we got a call in. Let's bring in 910. Which question?
It's me, Amanda, again. Oh, Steve, you need to stop it. And that caller was just sounding really dumb. I'm sorry. y'all making me my... Listen, I'm going to spank you. I swear. I'm going to spank you. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, my God. AFI, you going to let him do this to me? Look, yo, y'all are funny as fuck, bro. Like, I had to call back because I don't know. Turn that music off. I don't know what that last just now caller. He sound pitiful. And I'm just going to need him to note it. Boy, I mean, really, get your life. He sounded like a desperate, like, sad, soft, spoken man. And y'all just now gave them the tools. Like, they're not listening? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, I'm going to get off because I don't want Steve coming at me. But, Steve, I swear, when I get to you, I'm going to spank you. Real talk.
Will the town whore find a father for her five kids from six different baby daddies? Will the nice guy ever have sex? Will the beta male ever get a shot at the town whore? All of these questions may never get answered, but tune in next week for another episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore.
AFI, you're
All right. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Lines are open, guys. Oh, man.
Oh, I just thought I'd just connect to Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah, remember y'all made love in Toronto?
Oh, man.
Got it. I didn't make love to her in Toronto.
Damn.
But, boy, the shade is heavy tonight. I just put my glasses on.
We be coming with the best shit a lot. Like,
you know what? You know, I forgot about Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another call, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
All right. Let's bring it. 916. You're on.
916.
Let's go. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling in on behalf of, I believe his name is Afi. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, you got it. First try. Come up to the family. Talk to me.
How are you guys doing? You guys sound like you're having a great Monday evening. Or is it Tuesday?
Tuesday, baby girl.
Okay. So all you guys are single, not married. I just want to backpedal.
I'm out. I'm out the game. I'm out the game.
Okay. But everybody else is not married. Well, I know what the other person. Say that again. Go ahead.
I'm
sorry. Everybody?
Oh, he. Yeah, but she said she like me, Trav. What you doing? It's your time to choose now. Make your choice.
You guys are too much. Well, I just want to say, whoever said something earlier about building.
Oh. You said something about building?
One of you guys mentioned something about building your empire, and I just want to say that's correct. Just, you know, keep building, and what you are is what you're going to attract. So, you know, that's all.
Okay. All right. Well.
What did you say?
Can you get a kiss? Can you get a kiss good night before you get off the phone?
Oh my gosh!
Well, and
that
now
is a private conversation.
Let me,
we are live, sir.
Wait. Now, can I tell you what Alfie really said in between the lines? Alfie told you what Alfie wants you to do later on tonight when you take a shower is turn out all the lights, and and that towel that you use to wash your body, let that be his tongue and his lips. And then you call Alfie back and tell him about the experience. That's what Alfie do. And play a little bit of music, because Alfie said that what's cool about it is when he's eating that pussy in the shower, you can have rhythm with the music. But I'm just saying, that's what Alfie wanted you to say.
Alfie, I am never, ever calling in again. I did this on your behalf, and this is what I did. Okay, this is all pillow talk offline. Oh, no. Cutting into my gym time. It's already midnight.
But you're smiling from ear to ear. But you're smiling right now, aren't you?
It's entertaining, yes. Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful evening.
Don't get away.
Good night.
All right, baby girl.
Hold your doggies
in the shower, okay?
Oh, hold your doggies tight, because I know somebody said you all need a dog or something about a dog. So, kiss your
no.
Good night.
Dad got hoes. Shit.
Sorry. She hung up.
You're about to be a tag team. Take her all in.
Hey, you know, Alfie, she's going to be thinking about you when she played a pussy tonight or when she take that shower, bro, dog.
Hey, man, I'm out of control of things.
Well, you see that, it's like, who has panels where, like, consistently, like, women call up?
What happened tonight?
Receipts. But also, did you notice her giggling? See, that's what these young men need to hear women do. See, when women giggle and smile, that's a language in between the language. And all she's saying is she is down.
Yep. No matter what the words say, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir. There you go. Yes, sir. Because, think about when she take a shower, who is she going to be thinking about? Alfie's lips and Alfie's tongue while she rubbing her motherfucking body, because no man told her that kind of shit before.
She can say all she wants, guys. Why did she call up?
And laugh and giggle.
Take
energy. Hey, LDR's receipts.
Bro, we need to have, like, PDF receipts, bro. Long-ass PDF receipts,
man. But this is the thing. Most guys, see, they want to know how to talk to women, but they don't know how to talk this kind of talk to women.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you go. 3 days later thinking about what you said on Monday.
There you go.
And it comes to you. It'll come to you. You don't even have to work for it. You're just on your purpose, and it came.
Right.
And they ain't ready for that, man.
And every day she take a shower, what she going to be thinking about?
I don't know what's going on. Right.
She's going to see your message, Alfie. And she's going to say, damn, dog. She'll start calling you daddy.
I'm just switching something, to be honest.
Yeah. But, bro, that happens multiple times. That be happening on your shit. They be calling up for you and different people and shit. Like.
Yeah.
And 60 people. Hey, y'all better call in, man. This is good, man. That got me up to almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shout out to RPC.
Oh, yeah, Alfie, can you put the number up? Alfie.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Republican off, but you can't talk like that. Exactly, bro.
Hey, wait. You know what? Alfie, I'm going to be the ghost of Christmas future. And that caller in the future, Alfie, after you got her playing with her pussy, Alfie, she's going to be sending you a message
to say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, let me leave your ass alone. I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? so on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was...
The whole point is this. While all these motherfuckers out here bitching about women, motherfuckers on this panel getting calls like this.
Like, you know how when you're talking, you guys are saying, like, you get asked her about, you know, like, her history, and she buy and does all that? I don't even ask, bro. They just keep telling me, but that's because
exactly
the vibe I give them, they kind of assume, like, oh, he gets vicious, so you know how we get down. Like, they just kind of, like, get to the point.
Yep.
I don't even have to ask, bro. Like, they'll just bring it up. Like, I like doing this. I like doing that. That's actually how I got put up on game, because I was blue pill of value. And then I started realizing what chicks were telling me, what the fuck? Like, I started realizing that's just how they were. Like,
yeah, but Trav, I'm just a school teacher. I can't get hoes.
Yeah.
I'm just a school teacher, fam. I mean, how am I going to get bitches to being a school teacher?
Hey, when we talk about, like, here's the thing. When we talk about career and money and stuff like that, it's not the fact that you have the career and the money. If you use that and the chick chews up on it, and it needs to be off the fact of your story behind it. Off, you worked your ass off. You showed these man qualities to get what you wanted. You took this journey. You didn't bitch up. You show all the leadership skills. That's what she should like about your accomplishments and all that. Not the end goal result, which is just, oh, I got this dough. That's not the shit she should be looking at. That's the
case. I'd be rocking the braided belts and shit, and I'd be wearing the Dockers and shit. I don't know, bro. I get jiggy.
All right, Steve, man. You're right, man. You see what I did, man. You see that in the background, don't you?
Hey, oh, sir. Shit. There you go. There you go.
I'm not sure how to do that for my spot, but I got
to experience.
We got another call. Let's bring him in, or her in. 586, you're on. 586, you're on.
Hi, Afi. It's Joy. Hello to the rest of the gentlemen on the panel. Yeah, I'm just calling in on behalf of Amanda. You know, you did call in, and, you know, you kind of had to take up for a sister. So I was like, I have to call in and say something. Okay, wait a minute, because I'm having a hard time hearing.
What's your name? We didn't hear it.
Joy, Afi. Joy, you know me, Afi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm just calling in, like I said, on behalf of Amanda for taking up for me. You know, girl power. I appreciate it, girl. I don't really have much to say. I'm not going to share, you know, much of my thoughts or opinions, you know.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question? How you going to make it up to him?
Sure.
If you appreciate him? I mean, it's one thing for a woman to say, I appreciate you, but it's another thing to say, hold on, baby, I got you. Let me cue something up again. Watch me. But it's another thing when you tell a man you appreciate him, but it's another thing when you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and put on something sexy. I'm going to go ahead and cook your favorite meal. When you come in the door, I'm going to give you a nice full-body massage. I'm going to kiss you and whisper in your ear how appreciative I am of you. So when you say, I appreciate you, you got to finish it, baby girl. Don't just say you appreciate him, because as a man, we expect more out of you. See what I'm saying, baby girl? I expect you to tell Alfie and paint him a picture of your appreciation instead of just saying. Okay. You feel what I'm saying, baby girl?
Absolutely. I love that song as well.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Hey, that song puts you in the mood, right? Slows things down for you.
Oh, that's good music. Good music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, right, so I agree with everything that you said, Steve.
Wait a second, or did you want to say something first?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. No, I'm not going to sing.
Okay. Wait. You can't sing for me? Come on. An outfit? Come on.
No, because you were so rude earlier. Like, you know, you said that my eggs were fried and all that crap.
The laughter is saying, I'm sorry. Allow me to make it up to you. I want you to relax. I want you to relax, and I want you to sing to show the brothers what they're missing out on. Can you do that for a brother? Can you do that?
I would, but I don't think I'm going to do all that entertaining tonight.
Oh, babe, I think you're entertaining me right now because how you're blushing over the phone right now. I can feel you blushing. Matter of fact, you got that same
smile. I'm not blushing. I'm just being me.
I know. I can feel the smile. You want to know why? Because when I say ass, I got that same smile. So you can't say ass without smiling. See, I got the same smile you have. So why don't you sing for us? Yeah. Listen, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hey, listen, if you sing a little bit, I'll spit a little bit of poetic yak in your ear. And is that a good deal?
It's possible. What am I singing? Anything?
Hold on. I'm about to play this Lenny Williams for you. Oh, I can find a slow jump. What, you want Lenny? You want me to kick something else? What would you like? I don't have a. Let me see here. Let me see. Look, I'm going to play a slow jam. Let me know if it's okay. Just say no. Jack. No?
Tell me it's a secret.
You want a secret garden? We can slow it down to this one. How about this one, baby girl? How about this one? Yeah, this one. Is that okay? 856?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'm singing one thing because you know what? If I come out and I sound bad, you guys are not going to laugh at me tonight because it's 3 in the morning. So.
Hey, baby girl, check it out. Check it out. Let me put a little flavor in your ear. There's a little flavor in your ear, baby girl.
Hey, everybody. About good or bad. Trav already said it's just about the confidence.
Right. Right.
After midnight, y'all know the rules.
Right. So check this out. Don't worry about how you sound because any woman in a t-shirt and panties is going to sound good anyway, unless you naked in the bed. I don't know that, but I'm just trying to listen to your laugh to tell me the story. But I can go ahead and play. Yo, you just let your hair down. Go ahead and kick it, girl. Yeah, go ahead, girl. Go ahead and kick it so we can hear that sexy voice. I'm going to play it. Here you go.
Oh, y'all doing it right.
I don't want to be. Go ahead. Sing it, girl. All right. Get it.
Girl, you know
I'm sorry, I don't know the lyrics to it, but I'm familiar with the song. I grew up listening to it.
And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Cause I love you. I'm thinking of you, trying
on,
to
baby,
be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance.
But we appreciate you trying, though. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I don't really know the lyrics that well, so.
Well, you know what?
Go acapella, okay.
Acapella of your favorite song. We'll shut the fuck up. Acapella, girl. See that, guys? Go acapella. Let's hear how a woman sounds in a t-shirt and panties. Let's hear that. Let's go. Go ahead, baby girl.
Okay. Ain't there something I can give you?
in exchange for everything you give to me. Free my mind, you make me feel just fine. When I think my peace of mind is out of reach, the scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm a stormy sea.
Okay, that's it.
See that, baby girl? See that? See that? Hey, 5-8. You know what I'm saying, baby girl? See that? See that? You get a full body massage for that one.
Okay.
That's it. You get a full body massage. See that? See that, guys?
All right. I get an A for effort. Thanks.
No. You get an A for effort, but you get an A++ because you did it in bra and t-shirt and panties. That's why you get an A++.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right. All right, Brother Steve. I got
you. I'm a white motherfucker. You see, hey, so if you got me, who's got you? You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
I hear you.
Beautiful.
All right, I'm going to peace out. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to peace out. I'll be in the chat, you know, just saying whatever, but yeah. Thanks, Alfie.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Come on, Trav. All right, I'm going to sing my frat hymn. Go ahead. I've been working hard for Iota. Gotta have that Iota shit here. I've been working hard for Iota because it is my will. Hold the line and we'll be together. Legend now with legend forever. I've been working, I've been striving, but I still got a long way to come. Hey!
There you go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, wrap it up, man.
That's good. Hey, and one thing that everyone listening, you see how it worked, guys? Did I ask her what she do for a living? Did I ask her what she looking for in a man? No. I just let her. She came off. We got her laughing, smiling, singing, and relaxing. See that? Hey, LD, can you put that receipt up, please, for these motherfuckers to show that this is how this shit go?
When everything was going down, I was watching and observing. You know what I mean? We don't have to unpack everything as it's going down. Sometimes people have to see it in real time.
Real time.
Customer service
today. Yeah, I was just talking to her. That's it. I was just talking to her.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Talked about bras and panties. Right. Talked about her clothes on and being off, and we had dialogue. She smiled.
I'm gonna say this. Obviously, y'all know I can sing now, right? I don't even showcase that shit. That's the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Randomly get that one time and be like, you sing too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know.
You know what I mean? You have to know, too, when you have something, you have to know when to showcase it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw it out. You know what I'm saying? It's timing. And it's not about that. I could go into all my accolades. I got accolades, but I don't even talk about them.
Bang, it's one more.
Icing on the cake after they get to know me outside of that.
Right. Can you put the lines up? The number again for the guys, so they can call me.
To my song, Secret Garden. That's my cat right
now. hey, that's part of my fuck music now.
You got a Lawrence Hill acting thing. Yeah, I know you. I never really thought about it, but the church. Well, I know you've been saying stuff.
Yeah.
In the church.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, for some reason, you look like somebody that sang in the church, man.
I never really met that until right now, though.
Well, back in the day, many, many moons ago. Back many moons ago, I did do some singing and singing.
You were in a group? You were in a singing group?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good, man. Oh, shit. So, I mean, you get the notes then, man. I mean, you like, you know.
I sure can.
Do it for her.
I sure can.
You want to talk to her when she was on here.
Sure can do it.
I should can't fire her on the background,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how, yeah, that's the that's a death blow right there, Trav.
Right.
That's just
I got this idea
first with my son. Then Steve the Dean had the thing with the light up shower head. And then
yeah, that was fire, bro. Hey, then, those cards were sick. That was like Minority Report, bro. That was sick. I got this, man.
So when I seen that, I said, you know what? See my son, Steve the Dean. And then Jesse, when Jesse pitched up, it's like, dude, I got to catch up.
Right,
and so
right.
I said, let me get these lights. So I've been gradually putting my kingdom together. So my rug is coming in Friday. So when, when they come over, they're coming into my kingdom.
Yeah, that shit's hard, bro.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, that's good shit.
It's okay.
Yeah, hey, shower light, hey, that's game two, bro.
Don't get the wine above the bed. A wine above the bed.
Hey, man, when you're high value, they'll want him to get in the shower with you. They'll be like,
exactly, exactly. They want to experience it.
Yes.
Hey, Steve, were you talking about the wine or what? Say what?
Get the wine. Get a wine rack and put it above your bed. And then when you are, and now remember, when you're talking to a woman, don't just text her. Voicemail and video. Why? Because when you're holding your phone and you're laying in bed, she can see the bed. But then as you move the phone this way, she'll be able to see the wine above the bed. And that's going to be her question because women are always looking at what's going on in your surroundings. So she's going to wonder, why do you have wine above your bed? Because I'm too lazy to go get it. When I have a woman in my bedroom, it's easy access. That's all you got to do. Come on.
Fire up, fire. Fire up in there, man.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, bro. That's why I'm a repeat gang, bro. Like, cause I just don't up to cat lie all the time. It's
yeah.
Just that I see everybody all the time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's very few guys I get the first impression like, oh yeah, he's who he says he is. Like, you know, that's why I fucked him off from 3 seconds to heard him speak. I was like, oh, this thing is vicious. I can tell by how he acts. So.
They ain't ready for this level of game, man. That was fire right there.
That was fucking fire.
Yeah, but Alfie, I told Alfie this a long time ago. Because Alfie is an artist, right? Alfie, you draw, right, Alfie? Right. Yeah. Have a canvas in your living room, and she's gonna ask, "Do you paint?" And if you don't, just say no. But why do you have a canvas? Because when I have a woman over, it's nothing like taking her clothes off, laying her naked on the couch, and painting her body the way I see it. How many motherfuckers say that shit? You see what I'm saying? So, all you doing, throwing punches.
Exactly. Pull it out. Right.
I'm not about to pull out invoices. Don't go to the next level.
Shit.
You know what? But think about it. You canvas the YouTube, you don't hear this level of game.
No.
Because it's always about a debate. It's always about, she ain't right. She the devil. She don't do this. This is.
No, we got.
He was preaching. Uh-oh.
Got to call her in. 910 is back. 910 is back. Let's bring her in. All right, 910. What's up?
It's me, Amanda, again. I'm going to keep calling in until y'all end this live. Yes, I want to call back in because, Steve, I can't take y'all. Y'all are giving me my life. But what you just said, you are a freshy mess. And you can't say that. Like, you can't, like, I'm listening to you. You make some sense, but you don't make a lot of sense. Anyway, I just called back in because y'all are a mess express. This is our lovely life. I just called to tell y'all. I'm getting my whole fucking life in the chat and outside the chat.
No,
Okay, and to Usher, no, Usher said Amanda call in. I was like, I already called in twice. They're going to get tired of me calling in. But some of the stuff y'all saying I agree with, but some of the stuff y'all saying, what the fuck? What the fuck? Easy. I'm just asking for a neighbor. Ooh, this is lovely,
don't you,
though.
Don't you agree? What's blowing your mind? What's up, girl? What's blowing
I'm
going to
tell
mind?
You what's blowing my mind. Okay, let me make sure I get this right. Is your name Steve or not? Because I don't want to call you by the wrong name. Okay.
Yes.
Steve, you are a whole entire mess. Some of the stuff that come out your mouth is not right. And I
What's
get
not right?
you. Huh?
What's not right? What's not
when
right?
you said, listen, you just said, well, you didn't just say, but you said earlier, tell her, go in here, suck your dick, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not how this game go, nigga. Like, listen, I'm going to be real dishonest. Can I be? Can I be real honest?
You can be as honest as you want, because I'm going to be honest back. So go ahead. Be honest.
Exactly. I already know that. And do not play a song. Do not play a song. Do not play a song. You just, look, them other two women that just called, I swear to God, they made me wet. Shit. They sounded so like, oh, they made me wet. Shit, I want to fuck them. Okay. I'm just saying, they made me feel like, oh, girl, you're lonely and you need somebody to touch that coochie. Anyway, you be saying some fuck shit like, you can't say, just tell that woman, go in the room, suck dick, and da da da. Okay, I get what you're saying. And you are, listen and hear me out, you are right when it comes to the woman should know her role and the woman should know where to be. And matter of fact, them other two guys that called before them two women, they sounded as weak as them goddamn women. They sounded weak as hell. Anyway, you can't be saying that, like, see?
Okay, what I'm saying and you're deciphering in women is this. That. What you're hearing is something you're trying to decipher. You can't decipher.
No, I'm not.
Men.
But go ahead.
Right. But listen, you have your thoughts that because you're a woman. You're allowed to think what you want to think.
Right.
But.
Right.
What we men discuss and what we say is so hardcore that a lot of you women can't take that type of honesty.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Right. So where you coming from? So what I'm saying, I'm standing on that principle. Everything I say, I'm not gonna take it back. It's just that as a woman, you can't decipher what we men talk about when we talk. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right. And you know what? You know what? You're 100% correct. And this is why I hang more with men than women. I don't like bitches. I don't like females. They too catty for me. I hang more with men, and the girls think that I like the men just because I hang with the men. No. Like Elsie, look, I don't even know him for real. But I became to love him through the cyber world. That's my ninja. Meaning, he see it the way he see it.
No.
He is the way he is, and you are right. Listen, Steve, you are right on a lot of things you say, and I'm not, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not, like, trying to downplay what you guys say. But nevertheless, you got to sometimes, y'all got foul-ass, and I'm just going to say it, foul-ass disrespectful mouths when y'all be like, you bitches need to suck the dick. Shut the fuck up. But, okay, hold up. You don't got to talk to me like that because I'm going to already do that. Let me speak for me.
I went up.
For me.
Trying to talk.
Let me speak for me. Hold on. Let me speak for me.
Hold on. Now,
I know how to.
Okay, wait. Now, you had the floor for about a few minutes. Let the guys talk. They want to rebuttal. Give them a chance to rebuttal. Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead, babe. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I want you to realize it was 2 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning because she went the same side of town.
What? Wait, say that again? Because your phone is breaking up, so I can't hear you. The phone is breaking up. I cannot hear you.
You're on the East Coast, like I am, right?
Yeah, I'm from the East Coast.
Thank you. You're on the East Coast. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:25 actually, and you're talking with grown men. To try to correct us, what you're saying is talking with
men. Right.
You are. That's what I like that you said earlier. It's been sort of too short.
It's breaking up. I can't hardly hear you, sucker.
You're getting the attention from all of them. You got these families, men, giving you the attention that you're getting right now. We're talking to them. So
right.
to berate my good brother on what he said is useless. Because what you really want, because you called him multiple times, is our attention. And baby, you got it.
No, stop. See, wait. No, what I'm saying is everything you be saying is right. Everything y'all talk about. Now, Alfie, no, I follow him. I follow. Y'all call him Alfie. I call him AFI. But I get y'all. And tell the chat, don't tell me what I can say. I can say what the fuck I want if everybody else can say what they want. But what I'm saying is I love y'all. And you do. Y'all do. This is why I follow y'all, brothers. Y'all do speak righteous. You know what I'm saying? Facts. And y'all keep it real, but goddamn. Do you have to be that harsh?
My good sister, because you are on this line, we want you to respect. We know you can say whatever you want at any time you want to say it. But we're asking you. That's not the gesture of this conversation. We realize that you are a woman up to 3 o'clock, 3:26 in the morning. We don't have that
right.
kind of conversation. Talking about sex, right. And I know that deep inside of
you. Okay. Anyway.
Isn't that true?
But listen, I respect that. I really do. I just want to throw that out there. I'm just saying because you said some disrespectful things to the women that came, and we know, some women are whatever.
We are. Oh, it's okay.
Your phone
we
is breaking
you.
Up. Your phone is breaking.
We heard you the first time. You can let it go. It's okay.
I know, but listen. Let me say this real quick to the chat. I don't drink Hennessy. I'm not drunk. I'm just talking. I'm talking to the chat real quick, not to you, baby. I don't drink Hennessy. I just come to speak. Why people got to be drunk because they speak in their motherfucking mind? Like, shut the fuck up. Anyway, thank you. That's all I want to say. I came up. I love y'all. Anyway, I just want to throw my little two cents in there again. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you guys say anything wrong.
You don't have two cents. You have more than
Well, thank you for that. But I'm just saying, like, actually know why I follow his chat. You know what I mean? Y'all cool. I like y'all talk. That's all I'm going to say. I like the difference of opinion. I like everything.
My good sister, you have more than two cents. But you're right while listening to us talking.
Yeah, drinks too, personally. Yeah.
The phone is going in and out, so I really can't hear you.
All right, now we'll throw you back in, but thank you for the call.
No, I'm not going to call back again. I swear I won't. I'll stay in the chat. But I just want to come up. I swear to God, I'm going to mind my business and shut the fuck up. All right?
Wink.
When you call back this time, we may want you to do something.
Exactly.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the I used to talk nasty with Alfie like this, but I'm over it. Because Alfie know when I want to, I will. I'll talk nasty to women and men, but what I'm saying is, y'all gotta just calm down.
Okay, well, we'll throw her back
to
you.
There's no honor among these women. They have no honor!
way.
She called that out quick.
Well,
she said that real quick.
I'm just trying to chill.
You know, you just a school teacher. What do you mean?
You have a pussy going to an emergency breaking glass shit? So you can take it
there? See that? Regular conversation. Huh? Just like that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why
just like that.
You can't listen. You have to watch what they respond to. You can't listen solely to what the fuck they say.
Say that again.
When they talk to us, it's like a fucking like Nazi enigma code. You have to like figure out what it really means. Like, and if you don't know that shit, because they're not like us a lot of times. They're not like a real man. Not saying like feminized men. They're not going to be direct a lot of times. But they want you to figure shit out or have to choose. It's not our interaction like a man to a man. It's a man and a woman. And you're not understanding these things. And that's why, in my opinion, that's why a lot of marriages do fail though, because the guys don't understand the right dynamics of a relationship.
Right. Hey, T-Dog, let me go off of what you're saying. You notice more women are calling than guys, number one. And see, these guys are always complaining about women, but they ain't trying to get laced with no game. And yet the women are doing more. It's a shame that the women are calling in more.
I'm not surprised, though.
There you go.
I'm gonna say this, Trap. Just imagine if I made the kind of content that actually catered to women.
Right.
Dog. What's his name? Derek Jackson. That nigga be done.
Yeah.
I may have to rethink this thing here.
Hey, Dan. That's something I was gonna say. Trav, what you say? What's the last thing you said, Trav? Real quick.
Yeah, I'm high.
You forgot already. Yeah.
But that's how I know this. But see, that's how you know this is coming out the soul. Because I'm like, you know, like, I'm just speaking.
Yeah, freestyling. We all freestyling here, man.
Freestyling off experience. And that's the thing, too. Like Steve had said this before, and he's the first person to say it, and I fucked with that. He's like, don't believe what I say. Like, go out there and do it. Because
see it yourself.
You have to get the experience. And then on top of that, too, you might do something naturally different. There's nuance that I see in game that somebody that has more game totally than me has not seen because of how I am. You're not going to get that from listening to other people's stories and regurgitating. You got to do that shit. And a lot of times, niggas don't have experience because they're afraid of rejection. That's it. Not afraid of losing money, dying, really real consequences instead of hearing an N.O.,
facts. Hey, I remember being a very young lad tapping back into what y'all was saying before about dudes needing to don't even know themselves and they need to stand women, which is why they're messing up. And the reason for that is shit, I'm missing my point again. Hold on. Oh, I remember being a very young lad and I remember feeling like, yo, I feel like, yo, chicks, they want me to like read their mind or some shit. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to read your mind? Like, I'm not no mind reader and at this point now, I get it now. Yes, I can read your mind. She wants me to read her mind. That's how I can lead her. I know exactly what she needs me to do so she can have that plausible deniability.
Hey, man. Hey.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm about to drop major fucking game right here. Spark the thought. So think about this mind reader shit. This is my opinion, and this is why I fuck with Mad Men. Have you seen the show Mad Men?
Nah.
These are like white guys with like mouthpiece. They're advertisers. So what is advertising? Business mouthpiece, getting people to get products they want to fuck with. So all these guys get bitches, and they're advertisers because they know how to trigger emotions with words. All these dudes go to work fresh as fuck, drink, smoke, have tons of money, and get bitches and look fresh. And it's because they know how to tap into emotions to say the right shit. And how do they know how to do that? Because you're not a mind reader with women. You know what women want based off the experience off of fucking cues that happen over and over again. So women kind of subscribe to this love thing with like magic. Real niggas don't fall in that love shit. You know it's not magic like he says respect.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time. You're not going to leave this shit by looking at her and being totally Google-eyed and fucking falling over that and running through meadows and shit. Nah. But you got to keep that shit fucking direct. You got to keep it flying. So it can't be like that, bruh. You gotta hold it down as a man.
That's some real shit.
Yep. You got to be. If you know, if you understand women, you'll know what they like. Like I think Trav said it before, you'll be able to read between the lines, man. See the subtleties of what they're doing and what they're really communicating.
I'm a mind reader because I fucked with 20 bitches before you and they all did the same shit. That's all I do.
Exactly.
I'm just fucking clairvoyant. You know what I'm saying? I've checked my LinkedIn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've dealt with you before.
Yeah, I'll be telling chicks that. I'll be like, yo, yeah, I already dealt with you before. I already met you before. They'll be like, what do you mean? I've never met you before. I'm like, nah. I've definitely met your type before. What's my type? Boom. Got him.
Now, I will also say this. The same goes for a lot of women with men. A lot of men are on some weak shit, too. That's why I say, though, that I get that most marriages fail, but I think most marriages fail, too, though, because people don't put in the work, and they're not built enough yet to be in that position. Because I've seen some marriages work, and when those marriages did work, the two people were very much on their purpose. There were two people that had their own shit that came together. There was no, you know what I mean? That's very rare. Very.
Yes, sir. Any calls in the docket?
No calls yet. We're still waiting. But that's
Probably another lady could call up.
Yeah, we got it's 18 more minutes left in the queue that got set up. So we got 18 more minutes left. So can you put the number? Oh, put the number on the screen. I guess they need to see it.
Bro, I'm just imagining if Aki switched it up and was like, "There, Jackson, that shit would be dumbass funny." I already know.
It'd be kind of funny me seeing me do it too, because you know me for real.
Exactly.
Here's the funny thing too. So the mind reader thing, right?
That's up, bro. Yo, go. I'll retire him in 6 months.
Hey, the mind reader thing, right? Some chick just asked me, told me that the other day. I'm FaceTiming a chick in Macau, China, and she's Portuguese and Cape Verdean, but lives in China. Fucking crazy. And they're all the same, bro. And she's from China. You know what I'm saying? Like. And what I mean is she's not a bad girl, but they do similar stuff because it's in their nature. Like, bro, she said the same shit. Off experience, we're talking. I'm like, reading her mind, quote, unquote. I'm just saying what she feels. She goes, do people tell you that, like, you kind of, like, have, like, a mind reader type soul? Like, you kind of get them and all that? It's like, bro, it's not that. It's just, I fucking hella bitches before you.
And the thing is, bitches be thinking they're like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like they're unique.
Yeah.
Like the way they act is just them.
Yeah.
So when you're able to break a chick down, knowing the type of chick she is, she's like, wow, you know me so well, and we just met. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. All these chicks are the same. Once you know how to break them down, man, that's how you know how to be a mind reader. That's all.
Exactly.
No, I can read minds for real.
I mean, that's another different question right there.
Think about it, though. How does this make sense? I want to be with I want you to know what I want, but I'm not going to tell you. And if I have to tell you too much, then I'm out. But I want you to do what you're supposed to do. Like, some of the logic sometimes is like, well, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense. Like, don't put me in a position to not fail. And the thing is, that's why you have to lead yourself, because if you let her lead you, she's going to destruct you.
Exactly. And when that happens, she's going to say it's your fault because you let her lead you.
Exactly. Let's get four more likes. So you got 96 likes. Let's make it 100, man. Let's go.
I'm gonna hurry up, man. I got my Icy Brothers on. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, 15 minutes left. 15 minutes left of the podcast.
We'll cut it
off
at that.
Yeah.
Cut it
off
right there. The
Icy Brothers, bro. So I gotta thank the bottom of Icy for hitting
my nose. Listen, it's called Let Me Down Easily.
This is a great episode, man. Classic,
bro. This has been 4.5 hours.
Man. Because we just chopping it up.
That's how much.
We just chopping it up.
That's how much gumbo was in the pot tonight. You know
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all share this video. Put it in your community. Put it on. I don't want to say Facebook, but put it on Instagram. I be trying to stay away from Facebook because they'll make your shit go viral and put your shit on blast.
Bruh. It's going to happen at some point, Hoppy.
But I don't want it to happen tonight.
All right.
So this is not tonight, though. It's going to happen. This is not tonight.
Yeah, we'll fight that one.
Hey, y'all, man. Y'all about to take it easy, man. I'm about to retire my brim and my glasses.
Yeah.
Hey, if my apartment starts having lights and shit, I'm going to just say, yeah, I got inspired by you. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. It's all about
teach one.
It's all about building
making your place, I think I said this in our private chat, it's making your place where it's a reflection of who you are. And then I want, when she comes in here, when she gets her custom towel and soap already set for her, toothbrush already set, she knows she's about to get treatment, but she knows she's going to get me that treatment and more. You know what I mean? Because I'm setting the tone at my house, how it goes here. I don't care what the brother Joe did over here, this is how I do it at my house.
Bruh, there's so much game in this, bruh. Dog, this is like adult reading rainbow on, like, game, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cap ain't getting this, bruh. I was like Turf LeVar Burton, bruh. They don't understand how, like, when often we talk, you were listening to Tariq Nasheed back in the day before this was so interactive. So we have that appreciation because we've seen it where it is. If you didn't live in a certain area where Cap had game, you were fucked.
Yeah.
You have to go out there and get it, man.
Yeah. And most of the times you had to go on the street and get it.
Well, that's where he got it. Hey, man, but you know what? Much love to everybody, Motu, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Good Pill, Trav, Alfie. I'm calling in tonight since I don't have any company here.
Right. She's been patiently waiting. You know what I mean? She deserves, hey, whatever you do, she deserves it, man. Reward her, man. She's patiently waiting, man.
That's all it is.
You know, you got a bedroom and a TV.
Exactly. You got to lay it down on her. Exactly. You got to reward her. No excuses, man.
He's over there catching up on power.
You deserve it.
He's talking like we don't know the game, like we don't go in there and wake their ass up when they sleep and shit.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
It don't matter, right? It don't matter.
Hey, Lawrence, just go.
She was mad that this was taking attention away from her, so she was trying to fight it a little bit. That's why she was looking at the side like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then Lawrence went and got the lights because he was like, fuck it, I'll bring it back later.
Yeah.
You don't hear that Luther in the background? Okay.
That's why he put it on mute. He slyly
pushed
that when she was talking so that we can.
Exactly. That's why he had it on mute, like he didn't know it was on mute. It's all good.
Hey,
Go ahead, Steve.
Lawrence, why don't you go to Netflix and type up fireplace, and it'll start from an amber, and it'll have a fireplace going for an hour. Got that? Mm-hmm. Got that. Then take a little bit of lotion, put it in a bowl, heat it up for like 15, 20 minutes, give it a full body massage and shit. You'll be mm-hmm. good to go with the Luther. Now, mm-hmm. for everybody else, I'm going to give y'all another one that no motherfucker is going to be thinking about. Women, when they always want to go in your bathroom and look and see what the fuck you have or what kind of disease you have and shit. Go to Walmart in the airport section and get all the women's shit. I'm talking about the Dove, the makeup wipes and all that, and put it all in a drawer. It'll fuck her head up because most motherfuckers who get pussy, you got to make sure. See, a lot of women, you know, when they want to fuck you, but they don't feel, like, fresh. They call it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You got all the things in their bathroom in the bottom drawer. You got her Dove mm-hmm. or toothbrush. You get a bunch of airport shit. Put it in the, mm-hmm. put it in the bathroom drawer. And when she go digging in that motherfucker, she gonna see, and she gonna start asking questions. So think about
mm-hmm.
that, guys.
Guess what?
Fire truck.
Guess what that is too? That's mind reader game.
Right. Knowing that she's gonna be snooping around. Exactly.
That's it. Multiple purposes right there. That's game.
You know what? That's the deal. I have a whole closet set for that.
Good.
So I have deodorant. I have the toothbrushes. Already had the Dove already set, and then I have her own towel and washcloth already set, so when she comes, it's already laid out.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
right.
Bro, you know why I picked the spot I stay at? I'm going to show you. It's a little dirty. This is why I picked. I got two fucking sinks, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come over, I can't even see that shit. When they come over, I don't got to worry about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You set it up like a luxury hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when they come over,
all they already know it's going to, the panties going to drop.
It worked, bro. It worked so like a charm. Like, but the thing is, because they can see the value. It's like, bro, man, it's me. It's like, bro, I'm giving an experience. They can buy stars from this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like.
All right, man. Exactly. It's too much. It's
if you did LDA's lights in the bedroom with Steve's fucking like wine shit on the fucking bed on the rack, bro.
With the warmed up lotion? Get the fuck out
like,
of here.
Oh, that's like X-Men mutant next level game right there.
Which you know,
hey, fellas, that's another thing, fellas. You gotta learn how to give a massage, man, a thorough massage, man. You give a chick a thorough full body massage? You kidding me?
And guess how I learned to do that? A woman taught me.
But you know what?
I learned about 65% of my game. Nah, about 65% of my game from women, bro. Listening to them, asking them questions, and watching.
Hey, listen to this. So, listen to this real quick. So, I was fucking with this chick in college, and then she taught me how to massage. She taught me, like, what to do. She liked me. So I started talking to her again 10 years later, and I gave her massages. She's like, damn, you're hella good at massages. She forgot. She's the one that taught me how to do that shit.
She put something in the artillery. Dude, you can't, fellas, you can't lose with a thorough massage, man.
Travis, like you got a little interest right there.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? It's just another invoice, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
All right, Trav. Okay.
That's
right.
Receipt, gang.
I thought my receipt disappeared. Where'd it go? Oh, I jumped off.
Oh, I lost it real quick. I found it.
There we go. Here's the receipt.
Turn the lights off and turn the fireplace on your YouTube channel and let it play. You are a nice fish tank, man. That's what you do too.
Bruh. He said the fireplace game. That shit works. Fireplace game works. Especially, too, if you don't have a fireplace, but you still set the mood and turn on the TV in the fireplace, they'll appreciate that shit. They see the creativity. I'm telling you.
That's
they got HD shit,
too. Yeah, the 4K.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
That's on YouTube or that's on Netflix?
Netflix. Your type of fireplace on Netflix. Fireplace on Netflix. Type of fireplace.
Oh my God.
Let me show you all something. I got one more for you. Let me find that shit.
Oh, you got one more for us. One
I got
more.
One more for you for the road. You pull that shit
okay.
up. You don't need to give me a second. Let me see here. Studio. Give me one second. I'll pull it up. I'm going to show you. All right. I want y'all to think about Pillsbury muffins. You know the cinnamon buns?
Yeah.
All right. We'll show y'all how to take it to another level.
Mm.
Hold on, let me find that shit. Hold on, shit. It's my dashboard. Let me find that shit. Videos.
Hey, I fuck with you. You be playing my music, bro. I fuck with you for that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You already know.
Yeah.
Look how we can set the mood just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Hey, I was going to call this song Long Way Pippin. I never fully wrote it, but I had, like, the idea in my head.
Thank you for joining, Amanda. I appreciate you joining the channel, man.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Amanda.
Let me pull it up. Hold on, give me a second. I got to pull it up and transfer it. Hold on a second. Shit.
Hey, yo, shout out D-Slump for that statement, man. Hey, yo, Op, you see what D-Slump said?
Ooh, the fucking fish tank. That's another one.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, because
wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, that's fire.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm going to set it up on my TV right now just to see how it looks.
Wow. Hey, yo, Alfie, where you get that? Netflix? You typed in fish tank?
YouTube.
Wow.
Who was it? What was it? What's the name of that?
YouTube.
Not YouTube. What's the name of the channel?
Fish Tank. That's what it is.
Fish Tank. That's it. Simple as that.
No, I'm on it, brother.
Oh, you don't like them kind of fish? Oh, okay, baby. It's okay.
Okay, baby. Hold on. Let me show you some saltwater fish, baby.
An aquarium? Hold on. Y'all want to see something tight, too? Watch this. Hold on. Let me show you, too. You got to kill the mood. You got to kill the mood to start the mood. That's how we do it. Kill the mood to start the mood. Hashtag that, man.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, watch this. Hear the music?
Mm. In the background. Mm.
See, that was, this is how you Netflix and chill, fam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know I got to show off, man. I'm going to let y'all outshow me, man. Forget that. Steve Dean about to do a cooking lesson real quick.
I'm trying to find it. I'm about to show you something. I'm trying to find that shit.
Hey, that aquarium had, like, that high-class, like, in the background, too.
Oh, you can see it. Oh, my God.
All right, I found it. Hold on, let me. All right, while y'all doing that, I'm going to put it in. Hold on a second. Let me find it. I'm going to upload it.
Take my mic off.
Yeah, that's fire, bro.
That's hot.
Wow. Steve, Trav, what is that? That's a real aquarium. That's your TV.
That's my TV, bro.
Steve, that shit popping. Hell yeah. Come on, man. You got that in the background and you dropping gems in the chick ears? Come on, man.
Bro, that's a wrap. Yeah.
That's moving.
If you had the mood light, oh, it's a wrap.
Oh, come on. That's light. That's move.
You don't even need the mood light, but if you had it, do.
That's what I'm saying. She don't got no choice.
And that's the thing. I'm glad you said that. It's not a choice. when I fucked the first night, it's because it wasn't a choice.
Right. But hold on. You gotta unpack that because a lot of dudes won't understand that. You know I mean, they gonna think other things. You know what I'm saying? When you say she don't got a choice.
Because here's the thing, right? Because I was a guy that wasn't good with women at first. So I know the difference between not having, you know what I'm saying, like when it's not high and when it is high. So when it is high, it's like, bruh, they can't help it. You're too thorough. They don't come across that enough. Bruh, fucking assistant minister. Like, bruh, it don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This guy just did that. This is a subliminal thing. This is double game right here.
That's one of the ones
for
you. Fire game.
I'm a goat, nigga.
Fire game. Fire episode. That's how we're going to end it up with.
All right, I got it. Hold on. I'm about to show y'all this real quick. Let me pull it. I'm pulling it up now. I'm just uploading it.
Okay.
I'm about to show. Okay, here it is. It's done. All right, let me show y'all. All right, y'all, remember I told you with the graham muffins, right? You know, just a basic graham muffin. Now, blow me up so y'all can see this. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, so remember a graham muffin, right? Just a baked thing of graham muffin. So let me show you how you're supposed to do it. What I've done is I decompose a muffin. So what I have is I've got I took a bowl. I made it into a bowl, and I put cookie ice cream in there with some crumbled Milano cookies underneath. Let me show you again. And then, let me pop it up. Let me blow it up again. That's one. And this is all from the graham muffins. You can make a strawberry shortcake. You got to learn how to make. You got to learn how to cook these women.
I hear you.
See that right there?
Too, man.
Yeah,
like
presentation. So
Steve.
Right. So
that's
right. So yeah. So it's got a cookie crumble. Ones you could dip. I made little nuggets with strawberries in there. And so that's all for English. That's all for graham muffin mix. You grab the muffin. So you do that shit. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yo, Alpha, that should be the new thing, man. Yo, throw the fire first. When they get to something fire, you got to throw the fire first.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Or like,
exactly.
Throw the atom bomb.